is Terry Winograd, and basically this, well, the English language component was Terry Winograd's. Also, Sussman and Charniak had major contributions. Okay. So the three of them worked together. I guess all three of their PhD theses were involved in this. Okay. Although, in some sense...
So we really want to pull together these Sherdu pieces of Cliff into a single thing and then have it linked into the theses on the three names.
Anyway, what you can see here is that it has a rather sophisticated English language then, where it can, you can say things to it. It has a semantic database where it views this picture of the blocks world and can accept commands and knows things about it. And these blocks have colors, and some are pyramids, and some are cubes, and some is a box. Mm-hmm. And you can put things in the box or do this and that. It also has a simulation. It did not ever really interface to the physical arm, although people tried to do that a little bit. But it was the program was so big, and together with the arm thing, the problem of getting those two linked together at the same time was probably difficult. But it did have a simulation, which is what we see here now on the 340. And this thing descending here is just a very rough simulation of the arm, but as you give it commands, it will actually kind of reach down, latch onto something, pick it up, and move it down, and set it on something else, and do that.
But they never so it works in virtual space, but they never actually got it to play in physical.
Well, it could. I mean, it's essentially trivial to do that, but it was technical obstacles because it was a big program and in Lisp, and Gosper's thing was in machine language, and just the problem of getting the two of them running together and communicating was more trouble than it was worth.
Okay,
but here it is. Here, having given a command, here it is picking up a block and putting it down.
Now, Winograd's big deal is that he's doing this in the English language.
Well, there's a number of... that's right. I mean, this has quite a sophisticated English language component. So it has a language component, it has a linguistic component, rather, I should say, and then it had the implementation involved this thing called MicroPlanner, which was a famous...
That was Sussman?
Sussman and Charniak together did it, and exactly what the division of labor is between the two of them, I don't know.
But MicroPlanner is now taking these words and taking a command like move the block, and then breaking in
MicroPlanner was a thing involved a backtracking. So essentially, as a solution, sort of a problem-solving solution. In MicroPlanner, you could write a program. The program would go off and try to do something. If it reached a certain thing, it had a provision to say, okay, stop, you're not winning. Fail. It could then go back to the last point it made a choice, undo everything, get back to that point, and then proceed along a different path.
Okay.
So it was non-deterministic in that sense.
Okay.
You could get to a program and there's multiple ways forward. It would try one, that failed, and then backtrack and go to the other.
Okay.
So.
Which is that's a big deal to have a strategy.
The other thing is it worked pretty well. I mean, it was... aside from just the backtracking of it, it had a database and had a number of other things that I always like MicroPlanner, and this is certain level.
And your recollection was Sussman was definitely a major player with that program.
Yeah, Sussman and Charniak.